This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. If you want peace, prepare for war. That's what we do every single day on this show. And by the way, breaking news, Joe Biden had cheat sheets that included photos of reporters to ID them and to answer every foreign policy question. Come on, guys, this is so ridiculous. So ridiculous. I mean, you're not allowed to have voter ID, but the President of the United States can have reporter ID. Look at the sheets. I'm looking at the picture. It's amazing. He's got a color-coded picture showing the photo of the person sitting in each seat who's a reporter and all their names next to it. So they literally laid out where everybody would be sitting, what he would look like, and what his name was. And still, he had so many awkward moments in his press conference, Joe Biden. He is a fragile, feeble, weak old man with dementia. All right, my commentary is out literally Sunday in Creators, syndicated by Creator Syndicate in newspapers around the country. And I did it early today because I have a very busy schedule tomorrow and no time to do it. So I jammed it into my schedule today. And here it is. Joe Biden and Democrats say American lives don't matter. You like that play on words? You know, Black Lives Matter, American lives don't matter. We know Democrats support BLM, Black Lives Matter. It's all they talk about. Well, I'm no fan of the Marxist BLM organization. I think a lot of us can agree that Black Lives Matter. No one wants a single law-abiding, innocent black American to die needlessly. But someone needs to ask puppet President Joe Biden and every Democrat politician in D.C. a simple question. Do American lives matter? Because from their actions, it's pretty darn clear they don't. It seems like they're purposely trying to destroy the lives of American citizens. Who in their right mind would open the border, stop construction of the wall, invite the entire world to come to America, announce you won't deport anyone, and incentivize them with free lawyers, free welfare, bus or airfare to go anywhere they want in the country, and of course, free health care? Even worse, who in their right mind would open the borders in the middle of a COVID pandemic? You'd have to be insane. Who would be insane enough to demand every American citizen returning to the U.S. On any airline flight has to take a COVID test, but refuse to give COVID tests to thousands of illegal aliens illegally breaking into our country each day, which the Democrat Congress did. They refused to hold a vote on a bill that would have demanded COVID tests for every illegal entry in the country. Who would spend $86 million on nice hotel rooms for illegal aliens, yet ask our brave, selfless troops to sleep in freezing cold parking garages on concrete floors with only one bathroom for 5,000 troops? I just can't even imagine that. Ugh. Who would open the borders to the Mexican drug cartel, drug traffickers, sex traffickers, and pedophiles? Who'd want to give easy entree to the U.S. for MS-13 murderers? Think about the countries all over the world who hate us. Terrorist regimes like Iran, North Korea, Syria, Somalia, Libya, and our mortal enemies like Russia and China. Our border is wide open and unguarded. Anyone can get in. You don't think they've noticed? You don't think they're sending spies and terrorists across the border? Our enemies? Can you tell the difference between a nice father and husband from Mexico who really wants to improve his children's lives or a terrorist from Iran or Syria posing as a nice father? Of course not. No one can tell the difference. How many terrorist cells are walking into America at this moment? If I was the leader of a rogue terrorist nation, I'd send hundreds of terrorist cells across the open border. If even one gets through, it's a victory. What if hundreds get through in Joe Biden's America? Think about the Syrian refugee who just days ago committed mass murder in a Boulder, Colorado grocery store. Or didn't you know from media headlines that he's a Syrian refugee brought here as a child? He came to America as a child. 20 years later, he committed mass murder. Killed 10 white people, by the way. Do white lives matter? How many kids exactly like him are coming across that border? Ticking time bombs who 10 or 20 years from now, after they will not assimilate, cannot assimilate, do not assimilate into American society, hate Christians, hate Jews, hate Americans, hate Western civilization, and they decide to commit mass murder. How many are coming across that are going to do that 20 years from now? Who would be dumb enough to let in thousands of future terrorists and mass murderers from countries that hate us? Biden and his top officials have loudly, proudly, and publicly promised no child will be turned away at the border. There are almost 2 billion children age 14 and younger around the world. 99% of them live in poverty and misery. What if they all come? Why wouldn't they? Biden is promising them they will all get in. Are you ready to share this country and our resources and your children? You ready to share it with a billion foreign mouths to feed? What are you going to have, like 300 children in a classroom? Most of them don't speak English? How many murders, rapes, assaults, carjackings, home invasion, robberies will all these strangers bring to our country? If I was the leader of a poor country, I'd open the prisons and tell my worst criminals to head for the U.S. border. You know how much money that would save me? How much less crime there'd be in my country? Trust me, it's happening. Our cities will soon be overrun by violent crime. The whole world is coming. Hundreds of millions in coming years, maybe a billion, maybe more. Biden has invited them all in. They will turn America into an economic basket case. They will turn our streets into killing fields. They will bring disease and spread COVID. They will destroy our school system and healthcare system. They will create poverty from sea to shining sea. Taxes will reach 90% to pay for it all. This is the end of America. At this point, it's crystal clear. Biden and Democrats believe American lives don't matter. That's my column. Joe Biden and Democrats say American lives don't matter. And with that, you know, let me stress again the COVID pandemic. It's hard to believe, but no sooner I got done with that article that former DA agent Derek Maltz said fentanyl seizures up 361% at the U.S. border, more seized this year in 3 months than in all of 2020 combined. And then another article came out, HHS, Department of Health and Human Services, reveals thousands of unaccompanied minors have tested positive for COVID-19. Who would be crazy enough to let all these people into the country with COVID? Or not test them at all? Or test them and see they're positive and still let them in? Who would be crazy enough to... Who's going to pay the medical bills for all these people? And then I ended the last hour... By the way, coming up in segment number 3, which is half past or so, this hour, is former Governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, one of the most popular governors in America, and a former Republican presidential candidate. So that'll be a lot of fun. But I ended the last segment by reporting that the Michigan coronavirus case rate is now the second worst in the country, and the amount of hospitalizations is exploding from COVID in Michigan. Now, here's a state that's been masked and locked down, and everybody's getting COVID. Everyone's going to the hospital. How do you figure this, folks? Anybody able to figure this? Makes no sense, except it makes total sense to me. Because I wrote that commentary last week. Why isn't everyone in Florida dead? That was my commentary last week. Everyone in Florida should be dead. And everyone in Michigan should be alive. If it worked. If lockdowns worked. If masks worked. But they don't. Here's another article. In the UK, the lockdown after 1 year, it doesn't work. It never worked. It wasn't supposed to work. So this article says, this is from The Guardian. So we come to March 23rd and lockdown's first birthday, or as we call it, the longest 2 weeks in history. It's actually been 1 year, 12 months, 365 increasingly grueling days in England. It's a long time since they said 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and it was the most obvious lie ever. Sometime in July, it turned into a sick joke. The curve was flattened, the NHS protected, and the clapping was hearty and meaningful, and none of it made any difference. This was not a sacrifice for the greater good. It was not a hard decision with arguments on both sides. It was not a risk-benefit scenario. The risks were, in fact, certainties, and the benefits entirely fictional from a lockdown. Because lockdowns don't work. It's really important to remember that. Even if you subscribe to the belief that the SARS-CoV-2 is a unique, discrete entity, you're talking about COVID, I guess in England they call it SARS-CoV-2, or that it's incredibly dangerous, which facts prove it's not. As far as pandemics go, this is one of the healthiest pandemics in history. The lockdown has not worked to limit the threat. Lockdowns don't work. They don't make any difference. The curves don't flatten. The numbers don't drop. Lives aren't saved. Quite the opposite. Look at the graphs. The one comparing COVID deaths in the UK and Sweden, which has never had a lockdown. The one comparing COVID deaths in California and Florida. Florida has really never been locked down. For any extensive period, California's worse. Sweden's never locked down. England's locked down. England's worse. From Belarus to Sweden to Florida, Nicaragua to Tanzania, the evidence is clear. COVID is not impacted by lockdowns. Putting the entire population under house arrest doesn't benefit public health. Actually, it's the opposite. The damage done, this guy probably copied from me. It sounds like my everyone should be dead in Florida story. The damage done by shuttering businesses, limiting access to health care, postponing treatments, postponing surgeries, increased depression, soaring unemployment, mass poverty, the scale of the impact cannot be overstated. Wow. A terrible global catastrophe, a doubling of childhood malnutrition. The pandemic didn't do that. Lockdowns did that. They were never going to work. They were never intended to work. It's all a reset. Don't you get it? This is socialism meets communism meets Marxism. Just bankrupt all the rich people who own businesses. The truth is, it says here, government is mistaken, scared, or stupid. They are malign, they are dishonest, and they are cruel. All the suffering, the lockdown, entirely predictable, deliberately imposed for reasons that have nothing to do with helping people and everything to do with controlling them. In England, for 52 weeks in a row, they've had a lockdown. And people are all still getting sick. Lives ruined, businesses closed. Lives, a year of precious time wasted. A two-week lockdown that's lasted 365 days. Wow, what a powerful story. Lockdowns don't work.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. It's the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmON.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. John and Chelsea Jubilee are the owners of Energized Health. Wonderful people. They're here every month. This was their November, December, January, February, March, their fifth month as sponsor of this program, and all five times they've come in and in person to be guests on my show. They love to be here in person, and we go out to dinner together. We've all become great friends. And the results of their program, well, you know, I could tell you that people lose fat fast. I could tell you they supercharge their energy. I could tell you they boost their immune system. I could tell you look and feel years younger, but guess what? It's better if I tell you what it did for me. I just completed the first phase of their program, just the first phase, and I've lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, 7 pounds of hydration up from when I started. So really fantastic results, phenomenal results. But more importantly, everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. That's really cool. Matter of fact, you know, I'm very honest with everybody on the show. Dr. Hurdy is my big advertiser on my local Vegas show, or one of my big advertisers. She's wonderful, plastic surgeon, cosmetic surgeon, and I get my Botox there. I've never had plastic surgery in my life, by the way, but I get my Botox there. I do get Botox, and I'm going to be 60 years old, and actually the girl in the office said to me today, because I was in getting my Botox today, and the girl in the office said to me something about, you know, you look great for a guy in his 50s, and I said, well, I'm not in my 50s. I'm 60 years old in 4 months, and she looked like she was going to faint. I'm telling you, I look 10 years or 15 years younger than when I first got in their program five months ago. And everywhere I go, people tell me that. And it's just an amazing thing, this hydration thing. It's the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Call them or cut right to the chase, by the way, and say, I want to join. 888-444-8895. You get 40% off when you mention Wayne Allen Root. Simple as that. 40% off when you mention war, 888-444-8895. Or go to EnergizedHealth.com. EnergizedHealth.com. Tell them War sent you. So, the Michigan Attorney General unleashed a political diatribe against a defiant restaurant owner because the defiant restaurant owner went on Fox TV. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, another evil. These are evil people. Do you understand? Evil. I won't call them Nazis because the Nazis killed 6 million of my Jews. Okay, I'm Jewish, so 6 million of my ancestors were murdered. It's hard to compare anyone to that, but they're like, I guess then they're like typical communist fascist dictators. Okay? And they always murder people, too. So eventually, I do believe it will turn to arrests and murder. And, of course, it's already turned to shut down your business. So now she's in a controversy, Dana Nessel. She was already in a controversy involving electoral fraud allegations. And now it involves the arrest of restaurant owner Marlena Pavlos Hackney. And on Fox, they say she was arrested due to her appearance on the Tucker Carlson show. And she became a national hero for some in defying the Michigan health orders. And what followed were a series of citations and contempt orders. These orders were sufficient to secure a bench warrant of arrest. But the timing following her appearance on Tucker Carlson's show led many to object that she was the Attorney General was retaliating against the national critic. So here's the statement from this sick Attorney General. Marlena Pavlos Hackney had countless opportunities to comply. Comply. Why don't illegal aliens comply with the laws of the United States of America? Why do you have a sanctuary city in Detroit and a sanctuary state in Michigan? How come illegals don't have to comply with the law? Why would I have to listen to the law? A citizen has to listen to the law and comply, but an illegal alien foreigner doesn't? Okay, back to what she says, the Attorney General. She had countless opportunities to comply with even the most basic health and safety protocols to protect her community from the spread of COVID, but you let illegals in with COVID and third world diseases. She defied her local health department. Defied. Illegals aren't defying the country in a law. No, but a business owner defies by leaving their business open. So she says she defied her local health department and the court at every turn, choosing to taunt health inspectors, law enforcement at the courts, going on Tucker Carlson, setting up a lucrative GoFundMe account instead of making the slightest effort to protect her customers or workers in her community. She's no martyr. She's no hero. But if you cheered Donald Trump when he bragged about the many ways he avoided military service while others complied with their legal obligations, it's no wonder you revere this woman. Folks, this is like a Nazi slash Stalin communist propaganda speech that the people must comply. And if they don't comply by opening their own business on their own property, they've defied you because you're a communist dictator punk. These people have got to be defeated and thrown out forever.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden took questions in a formal press briefing setting for the first time during his White House tenure, fielding questions about the illegal immigrant crisis at the border and whether to support abolishing the Senate filibuster.
It used to be you had to stand there and talk and talk and talk and talk until you collapsed. And guess what? People got tired of talking and tired of collapsing. We were able to break the filibuster, get a quorum, and vote.
Filibuster is a tactic in the U.S. Senate that allows for endless debate to stall legislation by keeping the chamber from voting on it. The number of people seeking unemployment benefits fell sharply last week to 684,000, the fewest since the pandemic erupted last year, and a sign that the economy is improving. Last week, 781,000 people filed for first-time claims. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. If you want peace, George Washington said... Walker, a former GOP presidential actual candidate for the nomination back in 2015. I was a big fan of Scott Walker. Matter of fact, early in 2015, I wrote a column, I think it was for Town Hall, might have been for Glenn Beck's website, might have been for Fox News. I wrote for all of them back then. And I wrote why Scott Walker would make a great nominee and a great president of the United States. And I think he was a fabulous governor of Wisconsin. So you didn't know I wrote those columns now, did you, Scott Walker?
I didn't. And I'm sorry if I let you down, but I said in the end I got out before I got a nickname. So I joke about that. But there probably was some truth to it. It was Donald Trump's time, and he did a fabulous job. But now I'm president, just not of the United States, but of Young America's Foundation. So I'm glad to be there. I figure it's God's calling for me to do just this.
I got to tell you a funny story. So I wrote a column back in early 15, and I said that you would make the perfect nominee and the perfect president. And the main reason, by the way, I said is not only did you do a great job in Wisconsin, but, you know, the entire American labor was lined up against you, not Wisconsin's labor. All of America's labor organizations were against you, and you beat them all. And then they tried to throw you out of office in a recall, and you beat them all again. And I said, this guy's amazing. And I wrote I actually wrote this column in a major conservative site, who your pick should be for each cabinet position. And I put Scott Walker, the presidential nominee, and Donald Trump as the Treasury Secretary. And you never saw it, obviously, but guess who wrote me the next day? The next day I get an email from the office of Donald J. Trump. And he thanks me for considering him as the Treasury Secretary. And he says, thank you for writing that. And I just thought it was funny that Trump saw it, but you didn't. All he was the Treasury Secretary in my article. You were supposed to be the presidential candidate. So anyway, that was a little trivia from 2015. Wayne Root writing about Scott Walker. So obviously I'm a fan. So let's talk about your new position, though. You're now, you were the governor of Wisconsin. Now you're the president of YAF, Young America's Foundation. And you've got a plan out called the long game to fight back against the liberal agenda on college campuses and to brainwash America's youth. Tell everybody, Scott Walker, what the long game is.
Yeah, and we're perfectly suited per your reference in that column because we fought against 100,000 protesters from all across the country, even people rioting in our Capitol, and we won both in the battle for the policy and in the recall. We can help students do that across this country. And it's simple. This is a battle for the future of our republic, but more than just a battle, it's a war. We need to win the battles of the day, but we also need to look ahead to the larger war about restoring the true American values to this country that we love over the long haul. And we see it every day. America's under siege on our college campuses, in our culture, increasingly even. And you know this well. You've been the victim of this, the censorship in our communications through big tech. And so the long game is a plan to counteract that. It's more than just the news cycle. It takes longer than just the next presidential cycle. It's going to take the long game to turn things around. And in fact, if people listening want it, we'll send you a free copy of it, yaf.org/longgame. It's a 12-point action plan to take back our campuses, to take back our schools, to take back our nation.
And one of the big foundations of it, I see here, is sponsoring 1 million students to attend YAF programs, correct?
Yeah, we look at people, for example, Katie Pavlich, who's a commentator on Fox News, editor over at townhall.com, a best-selling author. Katie, 12, 13 years ago, came to one of our YAF conferences out at the Reagan Ranch, just outside of Santa Barbara, California. Didn't know what she was going to do, totally transformed at one of these conferences. We want to have more Katie Pavliches and others like her yet to be discovered. And the best way to do that is to have a dramatic increase in the number of students who are participants in our program. So a million more as part of this long game plan. We got to be on not just thousands of campuses. We got to be on every campus. That's 4,000 plus colleges and universities. Our ambitious plan would put us in each of those campuses supporting conservative students These are just two of the 12 action-filled ideas that we've got to really not just take over schools and campuses, but again, like I said, to take back America. We know the left has been at this for decades, all the way back. You know, it didn't happen overnight, all the way back to the 60s with Saul Alinsky. They've had a long-term plan to systematically take over our culture, take over our campuses, now even take over our communications. We've got to fight back, and we've got to have a long-term plan, which is why we came up with the long game.
You know what worries me? So I told you in the break, Governor Scott Walker and I had a chance to talk a little bit, and I told him how I attended Columbia University. I was there. I was Barack Obama's classmate, by the way, Scott. Back in, we both graduated in June of 1983, a class of 83, Columbia University. And here's the only good thing I'll say about all the liberals I encountered at Columbia, most of whom bragged that they were socialists or communists, by the way. And now they're all in government, by the way. But the only good thing was everybody knew I was an outspoken conservative, Jewish conservative, by the way. How do you like that one? And no, I even played Reagan in the campus-wide debate against Jimmy Carter. I was Reagan. And they voted for me. Wow. They said, we're all going to vote for Carter, but we vote for you, the winner of the debate. So I was good at what I did. No teacher ever held that against me, okay? I got straight A's for most of my time at Columbia. No one ever said, because Wayne's a conservative, let's give him an F. I keep hearing stories all across America now that these crazy teachers with Trump derangement syndrome or Republican derangement syndrome or white Republican derangement syndrome, any white straight male that speaks up now, they give you a D or an F to ruin your college record. How do we counteract things like that? Where are we finding any conservative professors? They're all liberal, right?
Well, they talk all the time about diversity. The only kind of diversity they don't celebrate on so many of these campuses is ideological. There's an absolute litmus test for any thought, any discussion. Again, our action plan actually talks about it. And what we find is both with students and with educators, be they college professors or teachers in K through 12, most are left, most are union, most are tenured. But there are some, not only conservative educators, but even just some who just basically want to be objective. And so what we find with our educators in that situation is very similar to our students. They're marginalized. They're intimidated. They feel like they're the only ones out there. And so one of the biggest things we do and we have to do more of is let these students and let these educators know that they're not alone, that someone's got their back. They're not the only ones who think this way. And that when they speak up and stand for the truth, YAF and others, YAF is going to be there to support them. And we're going to work together in a coalition to support them. So one of our 12 points is actually to help educators who just want to teach the truth, who want to teach, you know, true objective American history, who want to teach economics, to give them the support and the tools and the networking to understand that they aren't alone out there, in the same way that having all these conferences, having all these chapters, having this broad-based membership, having all these other ways that we can reach students, even in earlier ages, will help that along the way. In fact, I give you a good example with students. We know it's not enough just to be in college, not even just in high school. We want to go into junior high. You and I are about the same age. I was 12 and 80 when Reagan ran for president and won. I know what an impact he had on my life, not only as a conservative now, but as an optimist. We need to reach young people that age and younger. And even in elementary school where the radicals are trying to reach them with this Marxist indoctrination, even things like telling these kids, we found in some campuses or some school districts, they're teaching them as early as preschool and kindergarten that it's okay to pick their gender. That is radically wrong. They should be focused on on reading and writing and basic American history, and we've got the tools to help parents counter that.
Yeah, I went to, you know, in the break, I actually went to the YAF website because I was looking at your resume here and seeing you're the president, the brand new president of Young America's Foundation, YAF. We're talking to Governor Scott Walker, and I went to YAF, and I went to the website, and I saw there's a college somewhere in America, I think it's Maryland, where the university met only with black student groups. No white groups were allowed, no other group allowed, just black student groups. And they literally are trying to say that if you've ever given a speech that they call hate speech, which probably anything revolving around Republican or conservative or capitalism is to them is considered hate speech, there should be a notation on the student's record for the rest of your life that you gave a hate speech or were involved in hate speech. They're looking to literally, it's like a witch hunt. They want to ruin our careers so we can never be hired anywhere.
It is. I would argue it's even worse than that. It's hard to imagine. It's even worse. It's not just these radical views, but I would say it's even a step further in that regard. If you look back into the 50s and 60s, Marxists tried to invade the United States. They tried to put Marxism into America, but it didn't work. Why? Because we're not a class-based society. You can be the poorest of poor and rise up with a good education and skills and opportunity, and you can be the CEO of a company or do whatever else your American dream is. Anyone can succeed in this great country. And so they couldn't put communism and Marxism into America. So what are they doing now? They're coming back through BLM, which has the founders admit that they're Marxist sympathizers and organizers. You look at critical race theory, all these things now are ways of supplanting instead of economic class pitted against each other. It's now taking race and gender and sex and trying to pit one group of Americans versus another. They're the ones that want to be divisive. We as conservatives who believe in freedom and opportunity for everyone have a message of the same. No matter where you come from, no matter what you look like, our message is simple. We want the government out of your life. We want you to have the best opportunity to live your best life and to achieve your American dream. Doesn't matter how old you are, what color you are, what race you are, what background you are. We want people to live the American dream because we put our faith in the individual. They put it in the government. That's the message we got to get to our young people.
All right, Governor Scott Walker, former governor of Wisconsin, new president of the Young America's Foundation, YAF. The website's yaf.org, yaf.org. Scott Walker, thanks for coming on the show. God bless you, man. This is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com. 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Wayne Allen Root, all of a sudden, after weeks of COVID just disappearing, all these articles were out today about a resurgence of COVID all over the world and in America, and Goldman Sachs has sent its sent its Indian workers home amid a resurgence in COVID cases, and Michigan has a resurgence in COVID cases. You know, and all I could say to all of them is, from day one, I never denied there was such a thing as COVID. It's a pandemic. Never denied that. It's the flu. It's a flu pandemic. We had the, I don't know why, I've never written this. Yeah, I've talked about it on the radio, but I haven't written this column yet. I got to write it. In 1968-69, we had a flu pandemic called the Hong Kong flu, just like this China flu, this Wuhan flu, this Chinese communist freaking flu. Same thing, same exact pandemic in every way. The markers are almost identical. And we never closed the store, never closed the strip, never closed Broadway, never closed sporting events. 80,000 people went to Nebraska football games, and they all survived. And people went to Woodstock, hundreds of thousands, they all survived. There's no reason why they're not surviving now either. You've gotten them all scared. You've given them fear. You've told them this is the worst thing that ever happened. It's not. When you look at the history of world pandemics, this is on the least unhealthy scale, the least deadly scale. You know, people do get hospitalized from the flu, always have. People do die from the flu, always have. But the one thing that kills this one, not the one thing, the two things, because ivermectin, let me make sure I have that name right. But I know one, it's hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak. But I think it's ivermectin. Let me just make sure I'm pronouncing it right. Here we go. Okay, so it is ivermectin. Yeah, ivermectin. And it's on the approved list by the World Health Organization. And I read a story, I think it was in the New York Times, and it was 100% effective in Bangladesh against COVID. And I do know that every country in the world that uses hydroxychloroquine, they have a 80% or so less death rate than the United States. And now there's a new one coming out. I don't know why other people don't read this stuff, and I do. I'm on the internet all day long. But molnupiravir, coming to market by summer of 2021, it's a 5-day at-home pill that instantly kills COVID. And again, it's not a vitamin. This is a drug from Big Pharma, but it appears to have incredible results against COVID. So does hydroxychloroquine, which is dirt cheap. So does vitamin D, seems to be something that stops deaths. At Fox News, they said there'd be 80% less COVID deaths if people took the right level of vitamin D. And I say vitamin C and D and zinc and selenium and quercetin and probiotics and garlic. Garlic is a virus killer, not a COVID killer, but a viral killer. And colloidal silver is a viral killer, not a COVID killer. Nobody can say whether it kills COVID, but history, go look up online in the history of the world, silver is a viral killer. They used to put silver dollars in giant buckets of water for the miners in mining towns. And they'd all drink from the same big wooden bucket of water, so they put a silver dollar in it. And the silver would slowly, 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 very slowly over time dissolve in the bucket of water, and they felt the miners didn't get sick because of that. So it was antiviral. So these are all things that are out there that keep you healthy, build your immune system, and yet nobody in big pharma or in the big media wants to talk about it because they don't get rich of vitamin C, vitamin D, colloidal silver, quercetin, melatonin, selenium, probiotics. These are all things I take, zinc. You can't get rich off. You can't get rich off hydroxychloroquine. It's been around for over 50 years with almost no side effects, zero. Nobody gets sick from it. Yet it kills COVID in so many people. Ask Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. I'm not a doctor. I'm not telling you my stats. I'm telling you what real doctors will tell you. It just is so effective against COVID. And why you're letting people die, why you're letting people languish in a hospital and get sicker and sicker in an ICU, it's just unbelievable. Speaking of health, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Revive Health. It's an inexpensive alternative to traditional health care. Revive Health provides you with simple, inexpensive, affordable access to high-quality virtual health care through telemedicine doctors and medical professionals. Even though the services are virtual, the quality of care is not compromised. It's all online with telemedicine doctors and medical professionals, so no long waits or hassles of visiting a doctor's office. It's convenient and safe. You don't even need to go to the pharmacy. You get your medications delivered to your door. And the cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. No copays. You save hundreds of dollars on medications. Wonder why you haven't heard of it before? It's brand new, and Nevada is among the first states in the country where it's available. But starting in a week or two, it's available all over the United States. It's ideal if you're uninsured or underinsured, or you're with Liberty Health Share, which is Christian healthcare sharing. Combine that with Revive Health, because the cost of traditional healthcare is driving you to the poorhouse. Sign up now at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com. Their team's available to answer your questions 24/7. Revive-healthcare.com. Couple of very quick letters I want to read you from fans. Larry says it's not just immigrants and drugs coming in over the border. Guns and munitions are coming in every second of every day, hitting our streets daily. Gun control, yeah, right. Meaning only law-abiding citizens are going to be under gun control. The criminals are getting all the guns they need. And Dave says, Wayne, along with your commentary talking about putting illegal aliens in hotels, they're putting them on military bases and housing them there. Makes you wonder why they never took the homeless vets and housed them on military bases. Why are illegal aliens more important than homeless vets? Our desperate veterans, desperate Americans need not apply. Wayne Alaroot, the website's, the email is wayneroots@gmail.com and the website's rootsforamerica.com. See you Monday. Have a great weekend.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.